Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. The following program is recorded and we are not accepting any phone calls. Our guest this morning, Toby Santic, thank you again for joining us.
Hey, Joe, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Anytime, anytime.
Well, let's see. The last time we talked, there was sanitation, and we have got a lot of stuff. I've got a bunch of stuff to ask you, and you've got a lot of things to really inform the community about because you have a lot of good news. And before we do all of that, you know, you got to talk about, like, first of all, toilet paper is available again. There's no shortage of toilet paper, and the prices are down. They're actually back to kind of like where they were on toilet paper, right?
I have no clue because I wouldn't be the kind of guy that would want to do that study, to be honest with you.
It's an observation, you know. You go to the stores and you see, oh, toilet paper's back. Oh, the prices look normal.
No, I'm more a ice cream guy. That's where I pay attention to, the ice cream aisle.
All right, so what's the cost of ice cream now? Is it normal?
Oh, it depends. I mean, there's bargains galore all the time, depending on what brand you go for. But heck, I've seen it as low as $4 for $10. That's $2.50 for a half gallon.
Wow, that Breyers ice cream is really good.
Oh yeah,
my
it's
daughter.
All good.
My daughter and I made ice cream just about a week ago. I got one of those ice cream makers, and you know, you get the rock salt, you get the ice, and then you know, you have your milk and heavy cream and sugar and vanilla flavoring. It didn't take very long. It was actually really good. I'm lactose intolerant, so I paid for it later. But you know,
there you go. It's always a trade-off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where do you want to start? Last time we talked, it was about the Indiana Street sanitary, the sewer storm system, and you were saying that they're replacing the old terracotta and moving everybody into the 21st century.
That's basically what will happen up on that street up there. We've got to, you know, separate storm water from our sewer lines, and we still have that happening. So to control all of that, obviously, we're going to put in two separate lines, and one will be dedicated to sewage, the other to stormwater runoff. But the big thing is the schedule, and we announced that at council on Tuesday night. Around the middle of this month, we're going to send out the bids. We'll open them up middle of July. Sometime in August, we'll go ahead and award those bids, and hopefully we can start to do some preliminary work up there in September, and I guess predicated on what type of winter or lack thereof we get this year, this project could continue, as you know, that could be the case of many projects through the state. So I got my fingers crossed for another mild one. But that's the big thing. That's it. That project basically, Joe, is 90% and behind us as far as doing all the legwork and the soliciting and whatever else is involved for permitting and so forth. So that's a big step for us. And like I said, now we'll be focusing more so on the levee now, which I see in the front page of the Spirit made a pretty big topic.
Yeah, so the dredging is going to happen then. That's the big news, really.
Yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt, it is going to happen. And once again, these bids will be the project itself. Once the plans are laid out, then they'll have the interested contractors come up, explain things, put the bids in, award the bids, and then once again start again getting that thing cleaned out. That channel is a big thing.
Well, here it is. I just had to find the paper real quick. Punxsutawney Spirit, Thursday, June 11th, 2020. Larry McGuire, right there. Army Corps plans to dredge Mahoning Creek. That was announced. And also the tree removal, and I was at the meeting, and you were talking about there's one tree that they're going to kind of chop down, but they're going to leave the root system because of something.
Well, here's the deal. This the tree that it's the nightmare tree, as I refer to it, as because of where it is positioned. I mean, it's right up against the bathhouse at the pool. There seems to be a major root running right underneath the building. But inside, as we were in the bathhouse a couple of days ago, there's no cracks on our floor in there, so that's a real positive thing. But once again, taking this root ball system, which they want us to take out, and that's why we're going to leave this stump, because first and foremost, we're going to prove to the Corps that this tree was already here when they were building the levee. And if that's the case, why didn't you take it out then?
Mm.
And there was no fence. I mean, there was a fence there probably at that time because the pool was built in 1929. The levee was built in 1950. So, but 39 years, I mean, 29 years of a tree growing, you know what I mean?
It's going to establish some roots.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you obviously there's a tree. After 20-some years, you're going to see, hey, that's not just a sapling. That's a tree. It's encroaching, so let's get it out of our easement. But for some reason, they left it, and here we go. You know, maybe about 100-some years later, we have an issue.
Wow. Now, what about all of the other trees? You have to take all the roots out, and you have to replace it with a specific type of dirt, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It is a recipe, as I call it, from the core of what you'll need as far as dirt, sediment, and then final, you know, mulch and seed type of thing. But Joe, the damage that we anticipate happening with that procedure is just, it's beyond comprehension at this point, because you don't know where those roots are at. You don't know if they're made their way into the terracotta itself. I mean, there's so many aspects that things that can go wrong here that I think the core is of the mind now that we are conscientious of what's going on around us, especially with the groups we've been working with, Joe. We've been so fortunate that the guys in the channel group, as long as along with the guys on the levee, there's two engineers there, different engineers, and then I had a meeting yesterday with the two other engineers who are going to do a modular and create the channel and the levee as it was when it was originally built.
Wow.
You see, yeah, this is getting into some high-tech stuff, and I have some legwork I need to do for these two engineers out of Pittsburgh in the same office with, and they all know each other down there, so it's pretty good that you can call one and they can relay information to somebody else if that needs to be part of the discussion. So I'm just glad to be a part of this project. I mean, this is some pretty neat stuff for Punxsutawney. But what we're hoping to do then is they're talking about the inundation of the channel, and I thought they meant with the soil that has built up over the years. But they're talking about at what point of water inundation does the levee become, you know, the situation that it is. Not accredited and not acceptable to be able to handle the criteria that the FEMA has now set up. With this modular of the original design of the channel itself and the levee, this may persuade FEMA to say, hey, look, we see you guys now can accomplish that ability to hold that, to create the capacity needed to once again counter the fact of building the levee up versus widening the channel. And that's what this is all about.
Well, that's huge, because that was early on, that was part of the, you know, possibility, is that, you know, you would have to build the levee up, you have to, you know, change the levee in a way to accommodate, you know, more flow and stuff. And you originally proposed dredging. This was just something that seemed like it, you know, would be a lot cheaper, which it is, and makes sense.
Yes,
well, how long has it been now? It's been a short amount of time, really. You accomplished a lot in a short amount of time. Dredging is the go-to.
I appreciate the accolade there, Joe, but I'm going to tell you something, and I know I've said this more than once, especially on these broadcasts, that this is not a one-man band here. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that are behind the scenes helping me too. And like I said, I've got to tip my hat to the Army Corps for the quality and people that they're sending up here to work with us. I mean, it's not, well, this is what we're saying and this is what you're going to do. Yes, but how about, we don't care, come hell or high water, you're going to, yeah. This is not the attitude. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like your impression of the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, and I've also said on these broadcasts, you know, this is so critical that we work together. And you know, as I said, this is just not a one-man band, but Joe, somebody's got to stay on top of this. This is so critical to this community that levee get their accreditation. It is. It's just paramount that we accomplish this. And I mean that as we, not me.
Oh, that's fantastic. The accreditation, that was really the goal all along, to get to that point, and then mm-hmm. beyond is just incredible. You know, yes, absolutely sir. Incredible. You know, so far, thankfully, I mean, we haven't had any, you know, major, rainfall, storms that damaging as of the air date of mm-hmm. this program. And, you know, staying ahead of the curve is kind of the great way to go about it.
Yeah, and I think, and I expressed this to these two new engineers who are going to do this modular thing, and I hope to see this, and I'm sure I will get the opportunity to see what they're talking about. But, you know, Big Run getting dredged a year ago, that has had to have helped Punxsutawney also in conjunction with Big Run. They were the most, you know, beneficiary of that project up there, but I understand they did some up in Sykesville too. I'm not really sure, and that's just something that I heard, but once you do that upstream, boy, it just impacts us tremendously downstream, and I think that's why you've not seen any kind of almost or near breaching of this levee over the last, you know, year or so. And we've had some pretty substantial rain at time too, but you know, it does, the Mahoning does come up, but not anywhere near that, you know, you go, oh no, this could be, you know, a problem here, but we've not got to that point. And conversely, by us doing this channel from what the old core tells me, you know, the Elk Run area, clear to the sewage treatment plant, boy, that's got to tremendously help them people upstream too. I mean, it just makes sense. We've got more capacity to store downstream, so, hey, you can send us more.
It's all connected.
Yes, sir. All of it.
Wow. Now, when does this all take place?
Well, they're going to start the bidding here in June. I think they're going to be ready for July, get the contractors up here sometime in August. And September, well, we could start seeing, people in the channel.
Pretty good timeline.
Out. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, we may be doing Indiana Street and dredging at the same time. I mean, if things work out, and I mean, it's a long shot. I would say it's a long shot, but stranger things have happened, and we could have these projects going on.
And another thing that we can talk about, we have about 3 minutes or so left, but I mean, we could always take it to the web if you have extra time. The East End Playground Improvement Project.
Pardon me again?
The East End Playground Improvement Project.
Well, that's just about done. The engineers are finishing up the details that got to be submitted to DCNR. At that point, they'll release funds. We'll match those funds, and we'll get started over there. The Harmon Field thing is that was the other part of the equation. That is a project that we would just like to put on the back burner for a while. As I said in quoted it being in the spirit that there's more of a value in doing the East Run because of the nature of the project. It's a dedication. There are two local families involved in this, and so to me, there's more of a reason to focus on that. Let's get that project done. We'll see where things are at that point. If we can squeeze in Harmon Field this year, fine. If not, we can do it next year.
Got a lot of accomplishments going on there, Toby. That's fantastic. You know?
Well, like I said, there's a lot of people in the background helping and pushing the wagon. So just not one guy taking the team to the barn, that's for sure.
All right. Well, hey, we still have to have a beer together sometime since the places are open again with,
absolutely.
Mitigation
regulations.
And you
know what, Joe? I've been practicing since they've been open, so I am ready.
Strangely enough, so have I. You know, you got to stay in shape with that kind of thing, you know, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've made my rounds and welcomed all that have opened and told them my sentiments on how glad I am. So, yeah, anytime, buddy. I'll be glad to tip a few with you.
All right. Punxsutawney Borough Manager Toby Sanek, thanks again.
Hey, Joe, anytime. Thank you, and you all take care and have a great day.